The next one is a non-action item. It's the a briefing on the Toyota Texas Bass Classic, something that's coming up real quick and very sensitive and great for Texas. Phil DeRocher and Lydia.
Commissioner Ramos, Commissioners, my name is Phil DeRocher. For the record, I'm with Inland Fisheries. Ms. Saldana and I want to spend a few minutes with you this morning talking about a very special event that we have coming up here in the next couple of weeks, the Texas Bass Classic. And what is the Bass Classic? The Bass Classic is a bass tournament that with a different format that's ever been fished anywhere in this country. And we're really excited about the opportunity to host that here in Texas. I need to give you a little background on how all this started. It really started with a fishing trip taken by Commissioner Ramos about 2 years ago on Lake Fork. He had the opportunity to fish with a professional fisherman, Kelly Jordan, who's also a member of the Professional Anglers Association. And Kelly lives on Lake Fork and fishes there as a guide. And he's very passionate about Lake Fork. And so he worked Mr. Ramos over and told him that something that we needed to do was
He put me on some huge fish.
Yeah, and well, that helped when you and your son caught the best, biggest fish you'd ever caught. But he worked Mr. Ramos over and told him we needed to do something to promote Lake Fork. It was about the 25th year anniversary of that lake, and he wanted to see if there was a way for us to have a professional tournament on Lake Fork to promote that fishery. Mr. Ramos got Commissioner Freakin involved. We began to have meetings with the Professional Anglers Association and Gulf States Toyota. And anyway, we ended up with a kind of unique partnership with the PAA and Gulf States Toyota and the Parks and Wildlife and developed what we think is a unique event. I was excited about what the vision and the purpose was that was going to be of this event. The partners, we developed this common vision and purpose together. First of all, was to build a sustainable vehicle to promote fishery management that takes place by Parks and Wildlife. And, you know, of course, that's good for my business. Find a way to promote good fishing in Texas, not only in Texas, but around the country. And they wanted to build and execute a premier fishing event that is sponsor-focused, nationally televised, with a superior on-site experience, something different than what normally happens at bass tournaments. And they wanted to do something that was supportive of our conservation efforts and youth fishing programs and children's charities. What we're looking for was to make an annual event, sort of like the Masters of Bass Fishing, to be held here in Texas annually. Well, we decided to do it at Lake Fork. And why Lake Fork? Lake Fork is well known around the country as one of the premier bass, trophy bass lakes anywhere in the world, in the country. But Lake Fork is a product of modern fishery management. One of the things that makes Lake Fork unique is also something that has prevented in the past some of these large tournament organizations from coming to Lake Fork to put on an event. And that's the very unusual slot limit that we have there, the big high slot, 16 to 24 inch. The fish in the slot cannot be brought through the weigh-in on Lake Fork. They could not be without some sort of exemption. Unfortunately, that's the fish that most people win tournaments with. So the tournament organizations never wanted to come there because they never could get credit for the fish, for the most numerous fish in the lake. Also, why Lake Fork? Lake Fork is nationally known and is very economically significant. We did a survey in 1996, and the estimate then was $27 to $28 million of direct expenditure at Lake Fork annually. That is probably twice as much as any other reservoir anywhere in Texas. I mean, even the large ones like Toledo, Van, and Raven don't come near this kind of economic impact. So it's well known and it's used. And also because Lake Fork sets the standard for quality fishing. I'll give you some statistics about why Lake Fork is so important. The state record, of course, that's been held since 1992 comes from Lake Fork at 18.18 pounds. The six heaviest bass ever caught in Texas were caught at Lake Fork. 34 of the top 50 bass caught in Texas were caught at Lake Fork. 54% of all the sharelunkers caught in the state were caught at Lake Fork. And we've had a survey we've been doing with the locals around Lake Fork for the last 3 or 4 years, and the estimate we have is that over 15,000 bass, 7 pounds or better, are caught at Lake Fork every year and 27,000 acres of water. So it's a very, very popular lake, and it's a good lake. Now, why is this tournament, why do we think this tournament is unique? Because of the format that was developed, there's going to be the first major professional bass tournament held on a high slot limit lake anywhere in the country. It promotes a conservation-minded image. The bass fishermen like the PAA because they're going to have to release most of the fish that they catch immediately after weighing. It maximizes public impact. Most bass tournaments are adult oriented. What we're going to do here at Lake Fork is a family oriented thing on national TV, so we can draw a lot of people, a lot of families, a lot of kids. And of course, another benefit to us is going to support our management efforts. We have a commitment from the Texas Bass Classic Foundation to donate $250,000 to support fishery programs and kids programs in the for the parks and wildlife. It's a unique tournament, and it has some really unique scoring procedures. First of all, they're going to fish under a team concept at Lake Fork, and this is the first time this has ever been done. Most of these professional bass fishermen are very individual. You know, they fish by themselves. They don't like to tell people what they're doing. In this event, they're going to be forced to fish in a team concept. There's going to be four-person teams fishing. And there's going to be an official observer in each of the boats. We've got some volunteers that are going to be trained to work in each of these boats. And what they're going to do is help by weighing and measuring and releasing immediately all the fish that are caught by the anglers. There's also going to be two fishing sessions and weigh-ins per day. There's going to be 40 teams, four people per team. Two members of that team is going to fish in the morning and come to a weigh-in at midday. And then they're going to get together and have a strategy session with the other two members, and those other two members are going to fish in the afternoon. So it's going to provide some unique opportunity for these anglers when they're not fishing to mingle with the public and to work with the sponsors and be there so they can sign autographs and do whatever it is. We're going to televise these strategy sessions. It's going to be kind of like reality fishing. When the guys get together, they're going to come in the tent and strategize, and this is going to be televised. And there's a strong emphasis on carrying and handling the fish, and this is going to be our involvement, Parks and Wildlife. We're going to have staff there helping these guys take care of the fish to make sure that any fish that does come into the weigh-in is going to be released alive and in good shape. Now, that also a very unique purse for this event. The purse is over $1 million. It's the largest prize package for any no-entry fee tournament that's ever been held in the country. The winning four-man team will win $250,000. The largest bass caught in the event, the prize for the largest bass, will be a Toyota Tundra Lucchese Edition valued at about $48,000 with a pair of Lucchese boots with the Texas Bass Classic logo embroidered on them. That's what everybody's going to want, is the boots. And then if that big fish happens to be a new state record, they get the Toyota Tundra and the boots, and they also get a Skeeter bass boat and $100,000. And I hate to say this, but I would love to see them give that away. Now, we think this thing is a benefit to us. I mean, we're excited about this event, Parks and Wildlife. We don't often have these opportunities to go and promote our business. It's very good for publicity and information about Texas to get people to come to Texas. We believe it's good for our constituents and tournament angling. Tournament angling is a big part of our business, whether it be marine or freshwater. And, you know, they have to follow the same rules as everybody else. They have to have a license. So, you know, we support and we support tournament angling. And the innovation from this new format, we think, keeps Texas in the lead and innovation and how we manage our fisheries. And of course, there's also going to be a benefit for the proceeds that we get to benefit our program. Let me just give you a quick schedule of what's going to happen. This thing starts next week. Monday through Wednesday, the professional anglers will be there to practice at Lake Fork. There will be a pro-am pairing party. I hope some of you can get an opportunity to fish. That's going to be Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, for 4 hours, there's going to be a pro-am tournament. Friday is going to be the first round of the event, first official round of the event. Saturday, there's going to be the second round, and the Family Fun Zone is going to open that day with all the activities for the kids. There's going to be a free concert Saturday night. And also Saturday, at the end of the last weigh-in, the event's going to be cut down to 5 teams. So there will only be 5 teams competing. The 5 top teams will be competing Sunday in the final round. And Sunday, of course, we'll have the Family Fun Zone again open, and the award ceremony, and there'll be a closing concert by Tracy Lawrence that evening. So we're looking for a really big event. We're really excited, and I hope we get to see some of you there. Now I'll turn this over to Ms. Saldana to talk about all the PR that went into this.
I'm Lydia Saldana, Communications Director, and we're really excited, getting excited about next week. Actually, an excuse to get us out of Austin on odd numbers years is a good thing. What I'm going to be talking about here for the next couple of minutes is how we've worked with Gulf States Toyota to promote the event, and also how we're partnering, and we're going to make a significant outreach opportunity as part of the tournament, which really makes it unique. Besides the conservation-minded approach that Phil went into detail with, I think one of the things that really sets us apart is the family focus. And we work very closely to provide essentially a mini expo opportunity as part of the tournament. We think this is going to be very popular with families. We think this is going to be something that will really increase attendance, and it is an opportunity for Parks and Wildlife to get our conservation message out. We're calling it the Parks and Wildlife, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Family Fun Zone, and you'll see a lot of the events that you see at Expo. Certainly there's going to be an emphasis on fishing. We'll have the casting kids out there. We'll have angling stations, and we'll be able to deliver those conservation messages. We're also partnering with Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, and there'll be an opportunity for Angler's Legacy to have a presence. And if you don't know about that program, that's a program to encourage anglers to take another person fishing and to get them involved in the sport. So I think that's going to be really good. Also, we'll have not just fishing events, but we'll have archery opportunities for the kids. Again, some of the more popular things that we do here at Expo will be on the ground there at the tournament. There'll be state parks displays. There'll even be a state park store, hopefully to sell some merchandise. Operation Game Thief will be there as well, as will the big sharelunker display from the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center. And then finally, we'll have a lot of wildlife displays as well. The wildlife touch, feel, and see will be there. And as with Expo, we're really going to be depending on volunteers. We will certainly have some Parks and Wildlife staff there, but we're depending on a great deal of local volunteers. And we can't say enough about the Woods County Electric Co-op and the Farmers Electric Co-op as well, because they're providing a lot of the on-the-ground volunteers that are going to make this event really, really safe. Now I want to talk a little bit on how we've communicated and worked with Gulf States Toyota on communicating. The Parks and Wildlife magazine has played a really critical role in this, and certainly we've had a lot of coverage in the magazine. The Gulf States Toyota has had an increased ad schedule as well to promote, but we did do something particularly special. In February, we promoted an upcoming special section that then appeared in the March issue. And what this was is a special 8-page insert that was all about the Bass Classic, and we also marketed it to a lot of other advertisers that haven't advertised in the magazine before. Now, what this, I hope you all saw this in your March issue of the magazine. It included coverage of the tournament, history of Lake Fork, and then also heavily promoted the event. Now, what was interesting about this was it didn't just go to our magazine subscribers, which is right now about 125,000. We did bonus distribution of this, and this, I think, was kind of interesting. We did almost an additional 100,000 bonus distribution of the March issue of the magazine, and that went to two additional audiences. One, we pulled all Super Combo license holders in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and North and Central Texas. But the second piece of it was very interesting, and I want to brag a little bit on Randy Brudnicki, who's our publisher, and also, you may not know, an avid bass angler and has also fished in bass tournaments. And if you've noticed in the last couple of years, more bass covers on the magazine, there's definitely a relationship there. But what Randy did was he pulled the boat registration file, and he went through and pulled out every bass boat owner in Texas. So they also received this. So we really wanted to target this to exactly the audience that we thought would be interested in it. Now, we certainly hope that in addition to promoting the tournament, this is also going to promote additional, hopefully we'll pick up some subscribers to the magazine who hadn't had our magazine before, and we hope we'll become long-term subscribers. We also did significant web promotion. We've got it on our homepage of our website, and then another splash page that also directs people to the Gulf States Toyota, the Bass Classic site as well. We've done a particular targeted email to those folks who have signed up on our website to receive fishing-related information. So, again, we're targeting the audience very carefully. We also worked with the Gulf States Toyota on a poster that we distributed to all state parks in the area, law enforcement offices, and every public place within the parks and wildlife infrastructure. We also promoted the event there. Finally, we also did quite a bit of video support and radio support. Our Passport to Texas radio series covered the upcoming tournament in March. We also did significant video support as well. One of the neat opportunities about this was they've got the big jumbotrons that will be on the ground. We're expecting an audience, we hope, of 15,000 people a day. So it's a significant opportunity to communicate about conservation as well. So we produced four different PSAs. One that promoted the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center, one that's promoting the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, and we never want to miss an opportunity to get the Water for Wildlife message out there, so we produced another PSA that will be shown throughout the day on those big jumbotrons. So I think that's really, really cool. We will also have, of course, our own crews out there covering the event to put in the season next year on our PBS show, and then we produced the video news report that went out earlier this month. So we'll go ahead and play that, and y'all can listen to me for another couple of minutes here.
Oh, yeah. That's a quality fish. Like the siren's call of forbidden love, Lakeport has lured many anglers to its bountiful waters. But it's never been touched by the National Bass Fishing Tournament team until now.
Our mission is to provide the best quality fishing anywhere in the world while protecting and maintaining the resources of state Texas.
For 25 years, Texas Parks and Wildlife has stocked the reservoir with quality largemouth bass and protected those fish with strict regulations. Many tournament leaders have tried to tap the waters of Lake Fork before, but the Bass Classic is the first tournament to compete within those regulations.
We're hoping that this system that we're creating, immediate cash measure recorded in the league, will begin to set a new standard for professional tournaments and how they should begin.
With methods of protecting the fish in place, organizers can now look at what makes the fishing tournament great.
This is the Super Bowl of bass fish. We bring in 160 of the greatest anglers in the world to Lake Fork. We'll be fishing in four-man teams, going after some of the greatest lumper fish that exist here in the United States.
There's a $1 million purse and a Toyota Tundra truck on the line, along with other great prizes.
This event can be televised on CBS, as well as both. The entertainment factor alone, even Tracy Lawrence and some of the greatest country music singers that have ever been out there would be entertaining on site, as well as the fans and to interact with the anglers.
Organizers expect at least 15,000 people to attend the tournament each day, and the host city of Lindale will be waiting with open arms.
Well, we feel like it's certainly going to put Lindale on the map, if we'll use that term, and we're ready to welcome all the folks.
That will bring a lot of people in the area. And really all of Texas. Anytime you get people come to an area, they'll get to the economy.
Texas Parks and Wildlife will receive $250,000 for the fishing program.
Texas Parks and Wildlife builds these outstanding fisheries for people to come use them. And why not engage in an operation that helps promote our fishing and our products to the world?
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, this is Lydia Saldana.
And again, we're all excited about getting started next week. Phil and I will answer any questions if you have any.
Well, first of all, Lydia, you and Phil, as usual, do a tremendous job. But I would be very, very amiss if I wouldn't give credit to Federal Commissioner Dan Friedkin, because Dan grabbed the baton and ran and ran and ran, and is still running. And but for Dan Friedkin, Commissioner Friedkin, Southwest Toyota, this would never have happened. Gulf States Toyota. It would have never happened. Plus, we also have to recognize Commissioner Holt. Caterpillar is a sponsor and a strong supporter. And what's interesting about this whole program is it's a totally different approach, with an emphasis on a family, emphasis on the opportunity to catch huge fish with the youth being involved. So anyway, I just want to congratulate all of you.
I'd also like to add the rest of the commission. All commissioners have been involved in it, and John Parker, especially, has been involved. And I appreciate everything you've done.
Yes, and I did not mean to exclude everyone. And John, it's your backyard, and certainly you've done a lot.
I wanted to do more. I made two trips to Quitman, Wood County, and I think the entire Wood County representation of political down to the city fire department, the local in-county volunteer fire department. They have all stepped forward, all of the leadership of Wood County and Whitman has stepped forward, and they can't wait for the second week.
Neither can we.
Yes.
I just want to add my personal thanks to everyone at Parks and Wildlife who's been a part of it. Lydia and your group done a tremendous job. You've been great partners. And Phil and Inland Fisheries, Ken, and your whole group have been terrific, and we really, really appreciate it. We're very excited about it. Thanks.
And one other thing I'll add, the idea behind this is that this would be an annual event. So this first one is going to be a historical event, and there's many, many other fisheries in Texas that need to be recognized, and it's a tribute to Parks and Wildlife. Phil, it's a tribute to you and the dedication and the patience and the commitment to have the fisheries that we have, and this is merely a first step to something that, God willing, will be here for many years. Thank you. All right. That was a non-action item. The next item is